Hello, it's Thursday, December 22nd, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV.
Today we continue with day four of Wing TV's 2005 Alternative Media Patriot Movement Awards.
And before we get things rolling, we have to catch up on a few things. First of all, after we handed out an award yesterday, Lisa made a comment that it seems like everybody in the Patriot movement nowadays wants to sue somebody. Well, after the show yesterday, we received an email from somebody, and guess what they threatened to do, or at least considered doing?
Sue us?
Yep, that's right. Another person.
What
I think this is. I think this is the fifth time this year now that someone's threatened to sue us. So all we can say to this individual is stand in line because there's others in front of you.
No kidding.
Now, another recipient of an award emailed us yesterday, and after bitching and griping about a few things, said it seems that nobody even cares about the Patriot movement nowadays.
Yeah, and considering who said that, Mr. Rick Stanley.
Yeah. Then, since when is he the one who determines whether people care about the Patriot movement or not? It's, again, just a very odd statement for someone like him to be saying. And what these people do to us, they have a tactic all the time. They say, well, if you keep talking about the things you talk about on Wing TV, nobody's going to like you anymore. Well, guess what? We've said it before. We'll say it again.
We don't care.
Yeah. We don't do this because it's a popularity contest.
Yeah.
There's some of these company men out there that don't ruffle any feathers, that don't make any waves, so everybody will like them. Well, guess what? What they also tell us is they say, well, if you keep saying those things on Wing TV, you're going to be excluded. You're going to be on the outside looking in.
Or we get accused of being government agents.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
Pretty lame.
We'd rather be on the outside looking in than being company men.
Right.
That aren't allowed to say anything. I mean, if you want an independent media, do you want people that have the same rules and regulations on them, the things they're allowed to talk about, not allowed to talk about, just like the mainstream media?
And if you're looking for somebody to tell you what you want to hear, then you might as well just watch regular TV.
Yeah, go back to Fox, go back to CNN, because that's what these company men are doing. And finally, somebody emailed us and they said, well, I hope that your show doesn't deteriorate into another one of those fun shows.
First of all, I don't even know what that means.
Well, you know what? We do like to have fun around here. And we tune into some of these other radio shows. And either A, they're so boring that you can't listen to them. Or B, there's so much gloom and doom and fear-mongering that it's just overbearing. So, yeah, we like to have some fun on Wing TV.
And at least we're not morphing into spiders.
Yeah. And, I mean, we're very serious about what we do, too. But if we can have some laughs and jokes sometimes, have a little bit of fun. You know what? We need to do that to break up all of this New World Order stuff. So
that's what's keeping your sanity.
Yeah. So that's what's going on behind the scenes. Now, before we get started, day four of the Wing TV Patriot Awards.
I really need to get those drumsticks away from Victor. Okay. Number one, for most activist-oriented radio show host of the year, the award goes to Michael Corbin. He does a show called For a Closer Look at foraclosterlook.com. Some hosts only talk the talk, but Michael Corbin walks the walk. He gets out from behind his microphone, and he actually gets out there and engages in protest. Active protest. A fine example for all of us to follow.
That's right. All right. Award number two goes to Quote of the Year. This goes to Rick Stanley on Mr. Jack Blood. This was uttered during an October 29th phone conversation, and he said, this is verbatim, as a human being, sure, Jack Blood is a piece of shit. Ain't going to get any arguments from us.
Nope.
Award number three, Radio Show Combo of the Year. This goes to Sam and Trish Britton from the Information Corner. Now, these are two shining stars that want only one thing, the truth, and they keep pursuing it day after day after day. We need more people like
that. We're proud to call Sam and Trish our friends, too. Number four, for 9/11 Disgrace of the Year, the award goes to Nicholas Levis of 9/11truth.org and a number of other gatekeeper sites. Levis actually told Newsday on October 1st, 2005, that he believes airliners brought down the World Trade Center towers, thus reinforcing the government's official version of events. And now people wonder why we call them the gatekeepers or the 9/11 mafia.
Yeah, and after, this was after we were up there at Ground Zero with our 14-foot banner that said World Trade Center controlled demolition. Then what this guy, Nicholas Levis, does is reinforce the government's story. It's unbelievable.
Thanks, Nick.
Yeah.
Number five, letters of the year. The award goes to Peter Shank's responses to Alex Jones. The responses were eloquent, well-informed, and fearless in the face of controversial subjects. Shank, in our eyes, is a beacon of light.
All right, I second that. Award number six goes to most censored forum of the year. Now, people think, why do we even have censorship in the alternative media? But we do. This goes to letsroll911.org, and here's a direct quote from Mr. Phil Commander Pod Jahan. He said, this isn't a free speech forum.
Well, what is it then?
Yeah, fill us in,
yikes,
please. Award number seven goes to Video of the Year. There are a lot of choices on this one, but it goes to USS Liberty dead in the water. People still think that Israel is our ally. That's like saying that Dracula doesn't like blood. How can we keep falling for this cock and bull story that Israel is our ally? They certainly are not. And if you watch this video, you'll understand why.
It's incredible. Number eight, for Odd Couple of the Year, the award goes to John Stadtmiller and Jeffrey Bennett. For 7 years, Jeff Bennett hated, accused, ranted against, vilified, swore at, and absolutely detested John Stadtmiller, saying he was the least trustworthy person around. Well, what do you know? This year, they rejoined in a business partnership again. For some odd, unexplained reason, the hatchet was buried. We don't know whose head it was buried in. So, what do they want from you? Well, I don't know if you can interpret this, but it's cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
Yeah. If we had a big cash register here that made that sound, that's what they want from
you. They want your worthless money. Number nine, for the JFK Assassination Article of the Year, the award goes to Morgan Reynolds for his article entitled Death in Dallas. Reynolds hits the nail on the head in every single sentence, especially when confronting those elements that the politically correct crowd refuses to touch, like Israel.
That's right. And, you know, this really lends a compliment to Michael Collins Piper's
Absolutely.
Book, Final Judgment, because more people now are seeing how legitimate and valid his analysis is. Award number 10, Worst Lawyer of the Year. This goes to Mr. Phil Berg for destroying Ellen Mariani's lawsuit against the U.S. government. Now, we were supposed to meet Phil Berg out in Oklahoma City. He never showed up that day, but someone read his speech.
His 35-page long speech.
Yeah. And all we can say is, how can you tell when a shyster lawyer is lying?
His lips are moving.
Or her lips are moving. So that's all we have to say on that. American Magazine of the Year. This goes to Criminal Politics, which is edited by Mr. Lawrence Patterson. This guy never, ever, ever pussyfoots around, and he blasts it at you with both barrels. So take a look at what he's doing, because he puts out one hell of a magazine.
Yeah, it's an excellent, excellent publication. Okay, number 12, Most Suspicious Attitude of the Year. Well, it's unanimous here at Wing TV. The award goes to the 9/11 Jersey Girls. Now, these women, strangely enough, have no curiosity or interest in the truth about what happened to their loved ones on 9/11. They even refused to share the same stage with none other than David Ray Griffin during the DC Truth Convergence because they said, get this, he spoke too much about government conspiracies. So, I don't
government
know about you.
Conspiracies.
Yeah, government conspiracies? What planet are these women on? If your family members were killed on 9/11, don't you think it's your obligation to do everything humanly possible, as long as it takes, to find out the truth about what really happened and investigate the crime? Something smells very fishy with these women, and I'm telling you, it's not what you might think.
There you go.
Yikes. Number 13, POW Activists of the Year. Without a doubt, the award goes to Bill and Bob Dumas. Their video, Missing, Presumed Dead, The Search for American POWs, is so powerful. Once you watch it, you'll never be the same again. I couldn't watch this without tears rolling down my face.
Yeah, that's true.
It details how the U.S. has abandoned its fighting men for over 50 years in one of our nation's gravest, ongoing disgraces.
I agree. Award number 15 goes to the most politically incorrect writer of the year, and we mean that in a good way. You know, everybody out there knows how we feel about political correctness.
Right, it's just cultural Marxism.
Yeah, this goes to Mr. Edgar Steele. Now, he's called the attorney for the damned. And not only does this guy shake things up, he was recently added to the ADL's list of most dangerous characters. And you know what he does? He always lends his support to the underdog.
Yeah.
Here's a lawyer that's actually a good one on the up and up. And instead of, you know, taking nice, safe, easy cases, he sides with the ones that are under the thumb. So,
and he's fearless. We
love
that.
That's right. Rip-off of the year is award number 16. This one's simple as pie. Gasoline price gouging after Hurricane Katrina. Around here, gas got up to $3.29 a gallon. I know in other cities it touched the $5 a gallon mark. And do you feel the pain for these oil company fat cats and their record-breaking profits? We sure as hell don't. And the worst part about this is the peak oil crowd continues to spread the big oil company's propaganda to anybody who's naive enough and stupid enough to swallow it.
That's
unbelievable.
Right. Number 17, for best advice of the year, the award goes to, well, I guess us. 911truth.org should fire their phony leaders. That's the advice we gave them. When will these rank-and-file members of this phony truth group rise up and dump their blatant gatekeeper leaders? I mean, it's just ridiculous. And we're calling for a mutiny.
That's right. And, you know, there are good people in the rank and file of 911truth.org. The problem is with the people that run it. They're the ones that are the gatekeeper and keep steering them in the wrong direction.
They're the ones that don't want the truth to get out.
Exactly.
Okay, number 18, best anti-war site of the year. The award goes to antiwar.com, edited by Justin Raimondo. We have one suggestion, though. How about getting some 9/11 truth on there? Enough gatekeeping for the neocons already.
Yeah, they cover the war great.
Yeah.
But when it comes to 9/11, the root cause of all these evils, they ignore it as if it never, ever happened.
Need we remind you, the bogus war was based upon the lies of 9/11. If there were no lies of 9/11, we probably wouldn't be in this bogus war.
That's true. Award number 19. This is the Elmer Gantry Award of the Year. And it goes to the fearmonger snake oil gold peddlers. Now, there's only one thing these people want from you, and we kind of touched upon it a little bit earlier. Guess what it is?
Money, 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 money.
Yeah, be very, very wary of what they're pitching, because we've gone over it many times before. We have guests on this show that have gone over it, so be wary of them. The next award goes to the most bloodthirsty savages of the year. And I think we got the numbering wrong, Lisa. This is number 19 here. Okay, award number 19 goes to the most bloodthirsty savages of the year. This is the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force. If you want to talk about terrorism in the Middle East, why don't you turn your attention to these killers? If you want to find weapons of mass destruction in the Middle East, why don't you take a little walk through Israel? You'll find 400, at least, nuclear warheads over there. And when it comes to cold-blooded savagery, nobody comes close to these devils.
That's right. For Sneak of the Year, the award goes to Paul Isaac Jr. After crawling, or shall we say slithering, into his girlfriend's mother's bedroom without her knowledge one night, he used her cell phone to make an anonymous threatening phone call to us. Threatening us, I guess, with a libel suit.
Yeah, another one.
This guy is so low, he couldn't slide under the belly of a pregnant snake.
And we mean that.
We're still waiting for his lawsuit. Next one. For biggest open question of the year, the award goes to the government's direct involvement in Hurricane Katrina, especially the bombing of the levees. Now think of unexploded bombs at OKC inside the Alfred P. Murrah building, and then think of the 9/11 controlled demolitions at the World Trade Center. History repeats itself, folks.
That's right.
It's time we see it for what it is.
All right. Award number 22 goes to the most vocal anti-illegal immigration voice of the year, Mr. Frosty Wooldridge. Now, this guy never stops showing this New World Order-inspired opening of our borders, which is decimating California, Arizona, New Mexico,
well, all the border
Texas,
states.
And it just keeps moving north.
Encroaching on
yeah,
the rest
up
of
into
nation.
Utah, up right. into Colorado.
But we have a problem with one thing that he's doing. We need him to drop the population reduction angle. It's too UN.
Yeah, and it's too much like creepy old Mike Rupert, the stuff he talks about, this population reduction, which is inspired directly from the Rockefeller. So, Frosty, drop that part of it. The rest of your message is right on. All right, award number 23, Religion Baiter of the Year, Mr. Mark Rabinowitz. And it seems like there's such a personification of myopia with this guy that every issue it boils down to is if he disagrees with somebody, they're obviously anti-Semitic or anti-Zionist. Put on some new glasses, you know. Just
I hate to tell you this, but telling the truth about Israel is not anti-Semitic. Okay, award number 24. For Investigative Reporter of the Year, the award goes to Thomas Holbrook's TH2 Underground News. Here's what Jim Mars inscribed to us in his book, The War on Freedom. He wrote, "Always question authority. The higher the authority, the harsher the questions. Thomas Holbrook embodies this sentiment completely, and we couldn't commend him more for the work that he's doing."
And this doesn't mean just our politicians. This doesn't just mean people in the mainstream media. It also includes people in the alternative media. Question everybody.
Absolutely. Number 25, for Information Suppression Organization of the Year, the award goes to Radio Free Austin. More like Radio Lockstep Berlin Wall. Achtung, mein Führer.
Achtung, Achtung.
These That's people are like some of the biggest censors there are.
Yeah, the biggest Nazi censors.
This is what we don't need in the alternative media.
Award number 26, Book Cover of the Year. This goes to Mark Glenn's No Beauty and the Beast. And as soon as I saw it, it reminded me of Representative Paul Finley's book, They Dare to Speak Out. And not only is the cover excellent, but what's inside the book is even better. This is a fantastic book, and we're going to have Mark on this show again early next year sometime.
Right.
Award number 27 to Zinger of the Year. This goes to Jeffrey Bennett for calling his audience a-holes. Now, don't hold back, Jeff. Why don't you tell us how you really feel?
Yeah, make sure you keep giving him more of your money, too. For Comeback of the Year, this is award number 28. The award goes to Clay Douglas of the Free American. When his motorcycle was plowed down last year, that would have killed most people or at least put them back enough so that they didn't reemerge onto the scene. But to his credit, Douglas picked himself up, dusted himself off, got back on his feet, and started another radio show in 2005.
And he also was working with the American Free Press.
Yeah.
So
more
he came
power
back,
to you,
yeah,
Clay.
He came back with both fists.
Right. Number 29, for Coldest Revelation of the Year, the award goes to Sartre, the editor of Breaking All the Rules. He said that people in the alternative media should live off of other people's money.
Wait, let's.
Also known as OPM.
Yeah, just let's stop for a second. Read that line again, Lisa.
He told me that people in the alternative media should live off of other people's money. So let's see. Yeah, I don't know. That was in defense of Alex Jones and people like Jeff Rentz and all those people who don't work for a living and suck money out of your pockets to survive. So you work for a living, then these vampires get to suck all your money out of your pocket. And who do you think benefits from that? Who's getting the shaft there?
Of all the awards we've given so far, please think about that one.
Yeah, because he told me that we should be doing that too.
Yeah.
We need to have a racket, the OPM racket.
Yeah, that's his exact words. He says,
boom,
you guys, you guys have to get in on the racket so you can suck other people. And guess what? We go out and work for a living, and then we come home and do this. We don't. Our livelihood doesn't depend upon this.
Yeah, but nobody owes us a living.
Yeah, but all these other people think that you out there owe them a living. It's inexcusable. Award number 31. Number 30, I should say. Best Medical Video of the Year. This one's called Mama Mama by Amy Summer. And she's done other videos. What she does is look at Munchausen syndrome by proxy, where the government and the medical industry and the pharmaceutical industry are actually going in and stealing people's children to do medical experimentation on. It's very, very
It's very disturbing, and it's growing, and it's widespread.
That's
so
right.
Take a look at what she's doing.
Award number 31 goes to Survivors of the Year. This definitely goes to the crew members of the USS Liberty, which was bombed by Israel deliberately in 1967, very savagely, very viciously.
Yes.
And to this day, these crew members are still trying to get justice, and unbelievably, the U.S. government still keeps covering this up over 30 years later.
And they will always have a forum on Wing TV. We are very proud and honored to be associated with these men.
We guarantee that.
Number 32. For worst firing of the year, the award goes to John Stadtmiller for his dismissal of Peter Schenck, who hosts a show called The Peter Principle. Does this mean that maybe RBN can't handle the truth? What do you think, Victor?
It's a good question.
Number 33. For 9/11 Activist of the Year, the award goes to Nico Haupt. He's provocative, he's unruly, he's outspoken and intense. We don't agree with everything he says by a long shot, but let me tell you, this guy is at the activist events when it counts, where it counts, and that's all we can ask of a person.
That's right. I mean, we don't all have to agree with everything that we say, but we saw Nico down in D.C. Ground Zero. We saw him up there at the United Nations building, and he goes to tons of other events that we don't get to see. That's two big thumbs up.
And I'll
up
tell you
to
what,
him.
When even when the whole deck is stacked against him, he'll speak out. He's fearless about
That's
speaking
right.
out.
Some people call him a mad genius. And, you know, he's moving beyond his computer. All right, award number 34, Tribute of the Year. This goes to Miss Rachel Corey, who was bulldozed to death by Ariel Sharon's IDF. We're never, ever, ever going to forget about this. And we're glad that other people on the Internet have posted these tribute sites, because this woman was out there basically saying, why do you continue to destroy these people's houses and communities? Why do you continue to kill these people? She stood in front of a bulldozer, and the Israeli army rolled right over
and
killed
her. This is a cold-blooded murder, and there's no way, if you look honestly at this scenario, what happened here to Rachel Corey, there's no way you can consider Israel to be our ally, our friend, or anything else but our enemy.
That's right. And finally, our last award of the day, number 35. This goes to the unsung activist of the year, and that's Mr. Rick Rader. Now, a lot of times you see the people that are in front of the scenes, that host the radio shows, or they have the websites, whatever, but there's a lot of people behind the scenes, like Rick Rader, and not only is he a writer and a researcher, but he's also hosting events at his house. He's passing out literature, passing out books and so forth. And he's getting people involved in this.
That's right.
And that's what we keep saying
and over. He's creative, he's resourceful, he's brilliant, he's impassioned, and he's making a difference. And we thank Rick very much for all of his efforts.
Yeah, and he's going to have a report coming out sometime next year, which we're undoubtedly going to run on Wing TV. And he's an example for all of us. It's good to be tied into the Internet, the computer, but he goes beyond that, and he's active. We met him down in Washington,
D.C. He's rising above himself to do a little bit more. And if everybody would do that, we would make such an impact nationwide, worldwide.
So, Rick Rader, two thumbs up to you.
Absolutely.
Now, tomorrow is going to be our final day of the awards. We're already receiving Wing TV viewer suggestions from people about things that they think should be on the list, people that they think shouldn't be on the list that are on the list. So, after tomorrow, the ball is going to be in your court. We want to hear from you. And if you have suggestions, send them now, because next year we're going to post your awards. And it's kind of like...
In January, right?
In January, yep. It's kind of like speak now or forever hold your peace.
Do you have ideas and suggestions and thoughts of your own on the viewer list that we're going to be publishing on Wing TV? Let us know. Send us those suggestions, and we'll... Let everybody know.
I mean, why should we be the only loudmouths out here?
Speak for yourself.
If you have something to say, send it our way, because we're going to post those. So, until tomorrow, thanks for tuning in. Everybody who sent us very favorable comments about what we're doing, you get it, because we're having some fun with this. We're recognizing people that deserve to be recognized and having a little bit of fun on the way. So, until tomorrow, keep your eyes open, because there's a lot going on.
See you then, everyone.